Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in horticulture, Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good. The weather this week has been much nicer than last week.
So, absolutely. So today you got a couple things for us. You're going to be talking about some lilacs and the kind of sad state they're in right now, and then some updates on some different events going on.
Yeah, so we'll start out with the lilacs. I've had several phone calls from people that say, man, my lilac looks like it's dying. What's happened? You know, what we're really dealing with is, I mean, the lilacs basically are just defoliating, and they just look very, very sad. They do kind of look like they're dying if you just looked at them from a distance. Though the shrub looks bad, the loss of the leaves this late in the season, I'm not worried about it at all. I mean, if the plant's otherwise healthy, I'm not worried about it. They'll be just fine. So what we were dealing with is a fungus. It's a leaf spot, and it's just shriveled up those leaves, and then they just fall off the shrub. You know, at this point in the year, a fungicide's not going to do us a whole lot of good, so I just keep it in the bottle. And I always get questions, well, should I be spraying next year? Well, the fungus or the leaf spot is so weather dependent. If we've got wet, humid, hot summers, we're going to see this on our lilacs. This is actually the second year in a row where our lilacs have basically just defoliated completely. And I know everybody's worried about that. So I would not recommend a fungicide. One, it's happening this late in the year when it's defoliating, and it's not harming the shrub at all. So I just keep the fungicide in the bottle. Some of the housekeeping things we can do, go out and pick up those leaves, you know, from around that shrub and get rid of them. That just reduces the amount of spores that you will have there for next year. So if we do have another wet, humid summer, we don't have as many spores just there. I do know that there's going to be a few of you that want to spray fungicides, and if you want to, you know, you can use like F-Stop Lawn and Garden Fungicide, or there's a Monterey Fungi Max, and those two products would do you a pretty good job. Remember, fungicide applications are not a one-time treatment. You're going to have to hit them every time after it rains, or every like 10 to 14 days probably. So it's not just a short go out there, spray it, you're done for the year. But if you have any questions, you can always give me a call. I'll give my number here just at the very end. Moving into some just events and deadlines, start with the Master Gardener program. That deadline is going to be August the 20th. If you're interested or got questions about the Master Gardener program, just give me a call. There's a lot of things. Again, this class will start actually September the 2nd and run through December the 16th. Those are on Thursdays from 1 to 4. And I know a lot of you work. Maybe you don't have the ability to watch that via Zoom. You know, what I just say is they are recorded. We can make it work. We do have 3 in-person trainings as well. What I'm going to do in those in-person trainings is basically highlight each one of those Thursday Zooms in one meeting. So those nights that I'll have those in-person meetings will actually be October the 4th, November the 8th, and December the 20th. And depending on where participants are from, it kind of will be in those offices probably. So right now we've only got 3 signed up. So, you know, if you're interested, we'd love to have you in the class. And then the last thing is the East Central Field Day, at the Experiment Field Day here in Ottawa is going to have their field day on August the 18th. So if you're a producer and you'd like to come out and see some of the new research that is going on out there, come out and join us. I believe that day starts at 9 o'clock, and then we'll go through lunch. They will provide you a lunch out there, but you know, come out, learn some new stuff, and just, I guess, enjoy socializing with everybody else. So if you have any questions about any of the events or about your lilacs, you can give me a call at 785-448-6826.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.